Tantor Audio presents Wild Wolf by Jennifer Ashley. Narrated by Chris Dukart. Chapter 1. Graham McNeil slammed his massive fist into the jaw of the attacking wolf just as his cell phone rang. He got the wolf into a headlock and tried to reach for the phone, but the wolf fought and clawed, drawing blood, its breath like sour acid. Graham's collar sparked heavy pain into his throat, while the collar on the wolf he fought was dormant. Was this where things were going, with a stupid-ass idea that all shifters should have their pain-shocking collars replaced with inert ones? Shifters at the bottom of the food chain would use their fake collars as an excuse to try to claw their way up, like this Lupin was. The shithead was from the family of one of Graham's trackers and was supposed to be loyal to Graham. But today, the wolf had decided to wait in Graham's house until Graham walked in alone and jump him. Idiot. Graham had territory advantage, even if he still wore his true collar, which blasted pain into him with every heartbeat. Time to show the attacking wolf who was truly alpha. Graham's phone kept ringing against his belt. Because shifters were only allowed to carry dumb phones, he didn't have a fancy ringtone to tell him who was calling. The damn thing just rang. Graham grabbed the Lupin by the throat and threw it against the wall. The wolf howled, but did it stay down? Not for long. As the wolf prepared another attack, Graham yanked the phone off his belt and flipped it open.
What?
Graham, came the breathless voice of his more or less girlfriend, a human called Misty. Everything slowed. Graham saw in his mind the curvy young woman with light brown hair she wore in a ponytail.